Hi everyone, today we're reading from John chapter 12, verses 44 through 50. And Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me." Now, in this passage, we have a lot of themes that are kind of repeated from the Gospel of John. And one of the big themes here is that Jesus is from God. And that's what Jesus keeps emphasizing, is that like whoever believes in me doesn't just believe in me, they're actually believing in the one who sent me. That believing in Jesus is believing in God the Father. And also rejecting Jesus is rejecting God the Father as well. Jesus tells us here that he came to be the light, came as light so that people who believe in him would not be in darkness. And one thing that he emphasizes here is hearing or listening or heeding to Jesus' words. In some way, you could say there's like this subtle shift here or importance here, is that it's not about Jesus' miracles or the great works that he did, because what we have remaining now, today, are his words. And I think it's important for us to take what Jesus says here and recognize that the words that Jesus speaks, these are the words of eternal life. It's what Peter declared in John 6, that like, you have the words of eternal life. Jesus, those are your words. Your words come from God. And Jesus is telling us here the importance of listening to his word, following his word, recognizing the authority, the eternal life of his words, of his commandments. We must keep the words of Jesus. And so this is, in one sense, pretty simple for us, right? The takeaway, keep this fairly short, is that it's important for us to know the words of Jesus, the word of God spoken to us through Jesus. And part of that is actually, you know, just the Bible, right? Just knowing the Old Testament, right? Jesus just, it was just cited Isaiah in the previous passage. And those are words that we should know and understand because they point us to Jesus. And going into the Gospels where Jesus speaks, the words that Jesus speaks, we need to hold on to those words. All of the Gospels, all of the New Testament, these are the words of eternal life. These are not just like rules. I think too often we think of the Bible as a bunch of rules, but it's not. There are some commandments and stuff, but really these are the ways to eternal life. It brings us back to John chapter 1, where it says that, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and that Word was with God, and that Word was God. Who is that Word? What is that Word? Jesus is the Logos, the Word. He is the eternal and divine Word, as we see in John chapter 1. And what we see here now in John 12 is that Jesus is saying, like, if you don't listen to my words, if you reject these words, you're rejecting God. You're going to be judged for that. But if you heed these words of Jesus today, now, then you can have eternal life. You will know the light. You will not be in darkness anymore. For us, I think it's important that we continue to go deep into the words of Jesus and know the life that he wants for us. Not the rule books, not like this is meant to be a burden. It's meant to bring life and hope and joy abundant for us if we follow them. And so very simply, let's continue to go into his word. Let's heed and listen to the words of Jesus. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for your words. We thank you that these words are an invitation to life, to eternal life with you and with God our Father. And we pray that we will listen, that we will follow, and that we will seek to understand more and more just your goodness and love shown to us, God. I pray that we will accept your words, believe in your words, and that we'll experience life as we follow you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. In your name we pray. Amen.